This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm on the south coast of Iceland. I'm at a newly opened facility, which you might see if you are driving along the south coast or indeed down towards the ferry terminal towards Vestmannaeyja. I'm in the Loivi Welcome Centre, the first of its kind, and I'm with one of the team who has worked very hard to make this a reality. That's Sveni Valg, who is with me today. And the first thing you notice, Sven, is it's very quiet here. It is early in the morning, but yes, there's only one member of staff working here.
Yes, we don't have a lot of staff. It's fairly it's automated as much as possible. And also, since we're planning to have it open 24 hours, it's going to be hard to have it manned all the time.
Yes. But it's a beautiful new building, I think. This was all built from scratch, was it?
Yeah. It was from scratch designed. And we decided to go in. It's a very, like an old style kind of thing. It's like maybe not like the old cottage, but the long houses in the back you built.
Yes.
So the house, the roof, it's a slope roof and stuff. And probably next spring we're going to be able to put grass on the roof also. So that's the impression that when people come in here, it's like it's very modern, but it's an old style.
Well, let's describe what happens when you walk in. So this is open. You go into the shop and there are two automated registers, but you can buy all kinds of things. You can buy sweets and drinks and all the things you'd expect.
In the beginning, we were going to go with the vendors only, and because they're simple, but now shopping has progressed and more technology, and it's getting easier and easier to service yourself in the store. So we decided that could we do that without the hassle? Because you see in the supermarkets, you're going to get some errors and red lights and stuff, mainly because of the weight system. You're weighing the products, but we just took that out. So all the products in the store are just barcodes. So it's a rather simple process. You go to the screen, you open them, and you scan the products and you pay.
Yeah.
And it's very convenient. So it's a convenience store, so you can grab your drinks and sandwiches and snacks.
And people in places like this, they generally want to get in and out and back on the road, but there's a lot of reason to stay here, not least the amazing view on the restaurant side, which we'll talk about in a few moments. But what you might have heard about this facility, and I think this has grabbed a lot of headlines because it is quite a fascinating bit of technology. The toilets here, maybe not something we'd focus on usually, but you've got these revolving self-cleaning toilets, five of them, which are pretty futuristic.
Yes, they are. And I think it's safe to say they are the cleanest public restrooms on the market in the world. And this is a patent solution from the Netherlands, a company called Sanitronics. And that was the thing to begin with. We wanted to... The infrastructure regarding toilets in Iceland is pretty porous, as everyone knows. And so that was the first idea, really, to amend that, to bring good toilets. And we looked around the market, and those guys are the best in Europe and the world. And so what they did with us here is that those toilets that are usually like self-standing units by themselves in parks and all over Europe.
Yes.
So we built this service center around them. So you can come here at this kind of remote place in the south part of the country to experience the cleanest toilets in the world.
Yeah, I don't want to focus too much on the detail of how it does this, but basically the toilets themselves and I think the floors in each of these five cubicles are power washed automatically, rotated and swapped with a clean one. Yeah.
For each and every customer.
Yes. So every time someone uses.
So it's very clean. It's high pressure wash for each and every one. So it's and the whole bowl. And the rest of it, like the soap and the drying and the washing, it's all, touchless, what do you call it?
I did have cause to make use of one of the facilities earlier on, and the whole process starts as soon as you lock, well, they don't even need to lock the door. The door locks automatically, but when you leave, that washing process begins.
Yeah.
And also here, we mentioned that this would be the sort of jumping off point for a lot of people if they're heading off to Vestmannaeyjar, as I am, in about an hour from now. You've got an information display here focused on the ferry times and a great video showing the town as well. Is this the key market then for people who are making the crossing?
I'm from the Western Islands.
Yeah.
And then born and raised, and it leaves a mark. And when I was approached to take part of this 5 years ago, I jumped on it, basically knowing that when I was working with Inspired by Iceland, I did that for 3 or 4 years. And you get all those numbers and information there, which is actually public if people are interested. And at the same time, there was the traffic on the South Road was increased 500% spent a few years. It was only 40% that went over to the West Mountains. And I know I'm from the West Mountains, but as you will experience and have probably experienced, it's an amazing place.
It is.
And I thought, I was pretty sure that, and I still am, that we should be more visible. So for we have kind of dubbed this as the hunting cabin for the Westman Islands, and this island, we call it North Island sometimes, which in all the islands, and you will see a couple of them when you sail the boat over.
Yes.
You will see some cabins there, and those are called hunting cabins. And so this is like a hunting cabin, but hunting tourists and hunting people to let them know what's over there.
Yeah. So this feels like the north end of the Westman Islands.
Yeah, kind of. And only a few weeks in, because we opened a few weeks ago, and there was a family here that were just driving around on the South Road, and they stopped here. They were wondering what's going on, and I helped them to book tickets over. Hmm. And they came back in the afternoon, and they thanked me for this, because the survey shows when they are asking tourists that leave Iceland, if they've been to the West Mountains, it's always on top of their experience.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I'm here.
And what's clear here as well is you've got the ferry schedule, and you've got a QR code to buy tickets. So this makes it really clear. I mean, there are 7 sailings a day.
Yeah.
As we have our conversation, it's just gone 9 o'clock in the morning, so 6 of those sailings remain. Perfectly possible for someone who'd never thought about it to do a spontaneous day trip over.
And what they've done also on the Westman Islands, which is pretty, it's useful and good, that you don't need a car now. You might think, many people think that you have to have a car if you go over there to look around, but they have all kinds of services now, hop on, hop off buses, all kinds of bikes and electric stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can just hop on over.
We're in the restaurant now, where there's a wonderful view out over this part of South Iceland. There's also, again, we've got these automated screens where people can buy croissants and brownies and coffee.
It's like a breakfast menu now, but then we turn into a restaurant. What we want to do, if I would have to explain it very quickly, what we want to do good here at Løve is those two basic needs. Food in and out. We want to do that very well.
Yeah.
And the food here is very good. And if you go on Google, you can see the reviews. And we want to lift that standard a bit. And this is why we have professionals that run the restaurant.
Yeah.
People from Selfos that already run a few restaurants. So it's. We were hoping that we could lift this up here.
We should say that sustainability is built into this as well, isn't it?
Yes. When we were designing this and taking it further, we did everything we could to make it sustainable and green. And for instance, when we had to take this ground and lift it up, we used the 16th ground, the ground next door, and the material, for instance, in the tarmac, this is like a gross tarmac. It's from the other side of the road, really.
Yeah.
So we tried everything we could to make it as green and sustainable as we could. And there's no oil here, of course. This is the first big station without any fossil fuel. So we're the first one, I guess, to take that stuff step completely. Yes.
In fact, you put your own car on charge, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, mine is very much running on petrol, but I've got enough, so we're fine to continue the journey. But that is an interesting development and maybe something we'll see more of in Iceland. And in terms of expanding this brand or this concept, this is the first one in Iceland, but there are plans for more, I think, aren't there?
There are plans for more. This one has to prove itself. It's the perfect location to start. Mm-hmm. We want to go up north also, but we'll see. It's early days, and because we've gone through the tax, it's a lot of new things here, new toilets, new ways to order the food and the convenience store. And I don't. Maybe we passed on the something is most precious, impressive things. It's the information screen.
This is a huge touch screen that people can obviously touch and explore the area virtually.
Yeah, you can. So you can you can zoom into everything.
We're zooming into Vestmo. Let's zoom in again on Vestmo. See where I'm headed off today.
Yeah. So all the services you will find here. And you can also go to the menu and find certain things. And since we like to have fun here, we also have some interesting fun facts around. Did you know that Game of Thrones was not filmed at this location?
And we're quite a bit away from where Game of Thrones was filmed.
Yeah, so stuff like this. The Norwegian sheep doesn't understand a single word in Norwegian anymore.
I just found out the other day that there are now more people than sheep in Iceland for the first time ever.
Yeah, it is. Sign of the times, I guess.
I think that's because the human population is growing, not because the sheep population is falling. Anyway, so that's at people's disposal. They can play around with this, and I think they can book as well, can they? Or find out how to book various tours and things?
This is like the database is... Maybe all services around Iceland are in here. So if you're in the database, which is free, and you have your QR codes or information, you can book. People usually don't do this in front of screens like this, but you can, if you will have the QR code of the services. So
this would take you to the Lava Falls Adventure Tour, for example, which is one of the tours nearby.
You can scan the code, you can sit down, have lunch, or go to your car and finish up.
Opening hours here, the hope is for this to be genuinely open 24 hours a day all the time. It's not quite yet.
So it's like 8 o'clock till 10 in the evening. But we are planning now, and we are in just a few weeks. So we're going to be able to close the middle of the house is like two parts. And we're going to close off the other half, one half, which has a restaurant. And so we're going to have the facilities, those amazing toilets and the convenience store and vendors, and have that available 24 hours.
And I think as well, just because of this location, we are obviously just at the side of Route 1 on the way to the ferry terminal, but it is quite remote. There's not a lot of building or light here. This is going to attract people to see the Northern Lights, isn't it?
Yes, and we talked to the businesses around this area, and this is one of the best places that they told us. We weren't really thinking about it ahead, but this is a very good place for the Northern Lights.
Big empty skies here.
Yeah, and they actually asked us if during those hours, so during the winter hours, and when they were expecting good Northern Light conditions. So could we turn down the lights with our light poles around the, and as we said, of course.
Yes.
So this is going to be, but also the opening hours around this place is usually they're close around 9-10. So you're going to be able to come here to do those things. You're going to get your drinks, your coffee, and go to the bathroom.
And there's not much really, is there, either side of this on Route 1, particularly nothing that's open 24 hours, I think.
No. We have, of course, Kvalsvöllur, which is a half an hour from here.
Yeah.
And that's a town. It's a different thing. This is our hunting cabin for the Westmorlands here with all the services. But then when you go east, is the next one is Vik, and it's quite a drive.
Way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck. I think this will prove itself, as you say it needs to. I think it will. And we might see this concept in other parts of Iceland as well. For now, thank you. Not the last time I'll be here, I think.
Yeah. Well, you're very, very welcome.
You can find this on Route 1 on the way to the ferry terminal to Vestmannaeyjar. Very hard to miss. We'll put a link up to the page as well on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.